It's time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Tuesday, September 21st. On Sunday, gold was taken down $10 from Friday's close, but then shortly after midnight New York time, it started to rally in response to the turmoil occurring in the Asian stock markets. The steady move higher took gold from a low of $1,743 up to $1,763 settlement, rising over $11 from Friday's close. The Mining Stock Journal said that with the U.S. stock market melting down, gold was apparently being used as a flight to safety asset. Silver, on the other hand, declined 13 cents on Monday. The Mining Stock Journal is unable to explain silver's negative divergence from gold, but said that if the move in gold has legs, silver will soon follow gold higher. The mining stocks, though red on the day, outperformed the major stock market indices by a considerable margin. As an example, GDX declined 0.43%, but the S&P 500 was down 1.7%. The Mining Stock Journal said that, in all likelihood, the mining stocks were somewhat supported by the strength in gold. The newsletter expects some short-term two-way volatility in gold and silver this week, with the FOMC meeting starting today and China closed until tomorrow. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in a moment, but first, a quick mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Rio2. Rio2 is advancing the Phoenix Gold Project in Chile, the largest undeveloped gold heap leach project in the Americas. Phoenix consists of 5 million ounces in the measured and indicated resource category and 1.4 million ounces in the inferred resource category. With a robust PFS in place, Phoenix is set up for fast-tracked construction and production. You can find a list of project and company information on their website, rio2.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Nucor Gold shared additional drill results from the 90,000-meter drill program underway at the company's Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. Drilling at the Siyum Gold Deposit at Enchi has intersected 2.33 grams per ton gold over 14 meters from 104 meters depth, including 20.54 grams per ton gold over 1 meter from 116 meters in depth in the sulfides. Drilling at Siyum continues to encounter multiple gold mineralized structures, with these results highlighting the potential for deeper high-grade structures outside of the existing pit-constrained resource. Drilling on the northern portion of Siyum at Siyum Ridge intercepted the deepest gold mineralization encountered to date at Enchi, with 0.98 grams per ton gold over 15.5 meters from 350-meter depth. In total, 11 drill hole assays were released this morning from Enchi, a total of 70,688 meters in 396 holes have been completed as part of the ongoing 2020 and 2021 drill program at Enchi. For the total planned 90,000 meter drill program, assay results have now been received and released for 316 holes, representing just over 54,000 meters. Nucor Gold trades on the TSX Venture with NCAU and on the OTCQX with NCAUF. Taurachi Gold announced drill results from its recently completed Phase 2 drill program on the company's San Javier concession in Sonora, Mexico. The company completed its Phase 2 drilling program consisting of 5 diamond drill holes. The purpose of the program was to follow up on positive results from the 2020 drill program and determine the extent of the intrusion breccia mineralization at depth and along strike. Today's results were highlighted with 0.454 grams per ton gold over 52 meters in hole 14, which also included 1.5 meters of 4.11 grams per ton gold. Taurachi trades on the CSE with TRG and on the OTCQB with TRGGF. Amex Exploration shared results of its first follow-up drill hole on the copper-rich volcanogenic massive sulfide QF zone. The QF zone occurs along the Nor Metal Mine horizon, which is a kilometric Tufacius unit, which hosts the nearby past-producing Normetal mine. Today's results from drill hole 83, which is approximately 65 meters deeper than the discovery hole, returned 1.93% copper, 0.15% zinc, 0.28 grams per ton gold, and 14 grams per ton silver, all over 8 meters. Included a high-grade core of 3.4% copper, 0.25% zinc, 0.48 grams per ton gold, and 24.31 grams per ton silver over 4.5 meters, which confirms both the width and grade of the discovery hole. Amex Exploration trades on the TSX Venture with AMX and on the OTCQX with AMXEF. Gungner Resources reported more nickel results from drilling at the company's Lapvinette nickel deposit in Sweden. Today's results were expedited assays from hole 5, located 40 meters along strike of hole 2, which intersected 3.19% nickel over 4.25 meters. Today's results were 2.62% nickel over 5.65 meters within a 14-meter interval grading 1.4% nickel, and included 6.67% nickel over a half meter. The nickel mineralization began at less than 60 meters below surface. Gungnir Resources trades on the TSX Venture with GUG and on the OTC with ASWRF. Aya Gold & Silver provided more silver asset results from its 2021 drill exploration program on the Zounder silver mine in the Kingdom of Morocco. Results included 1,299 grams per ton silver over 15 meters and included a half meter of 13,138 grams per ton. This hole defined mineralization below the current mine workings and remains open in both directions. Holes 41 and 40 generated 448 grams per ton silver over 10.5 meters and 845 grams per ton silver over 6 meters, respectively, confirming mineralization and identifying a new mineralized structure below 2,000 meters at the Zandra East Zone. Step-out drilling is planned shortly in this high-potential area, in addition to the target zones below the mine to the granite contact. Aya Gold & Silver trades on the TSX with AYA. That's it for the morning briefing. We'll obviously be back later today with some more market commentary and corporate updates. A lot queued up for today, so do stay tuned. And again, if you wouldn't mind, hit that subscribe button and do leave a review on whatever network you are using to listen to Mining Stock Daily. That review is greatly appreciated. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.